Republican Representative Gary Bice is one of the authors. He was a longtime sheriff's deputy in Door County. Bice says there should be widespread support among the driving public for this because licensed drivers are more likely to carry auto insurance. Uninsured drivers often can't pay for vehicle damage or physical harm they cause.
People who have traffic mishaps with uninsured people can be involved in financially devastating situations.
Republican Assembly Speaker Robin Voss is concerned that issuing driver's licenses to undocumented immigrants will not only allow them to drive, but to vote. Milwaukee Representative Jocasta Zamarripa is co-author of the bill. She says it's less about immigration than public safety.
All due respect to the speaker, it just doesn't make sense. If he's concerned and he thinks everybody with a driver's license is a citizen, that's not true.
Madison Senator Fred Risser supports the bill. He points out border state Illinois allows undocumented immigrants to get driver's licenses.
There is no valid reason why qualified persons should not be able to drive on our highways. Citizenship should not be a qualifying factor.
The proposed law does not conflict with federal anti-terror provisions called Real ID. Under the bill, the state driver's license for undocumented immigrants would look different, stating it's an identification card only. It could not be used to board an airplane or get into a federal facility. Shemaine Mills, Wisconsin Public Radio.